Thank you, Costa Rica. You have the floor.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. We would like to support the position expressed by Cuba on the use of this substance. The scientific evidence shows that there is no hazard for human health. And the decision is founded on scientific basis. And as has already been said, this is not a replacement for refrigeration, but rather an alternative to be used in certain cases where there is justification. Thank you very much, Madam.
Thank you, Costa Rica. United States, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The issues raised by Cuba in the first part of their intervention are being addressed through other channels and are not part of the scientific discussion here. However, Madam Chair, the United States does not support the recommendation to remove the current provision regarding the restriction of the use of lactoperoxidase systems in milk or dairy products intended for international trade. It is the opinion of the United States that the report of the FAO-WHO technical meeting did not adequately address concerns about the safety of the milk and milk products produced with lactoperoxidase systems. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, United States, for that observation. Any countries wishing to take the floor? Singapore.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Singapore does not support the removal of the restriction placed on the international trade for the use of oxidase systems in the preservation of milk. I think for the same reason as expressed by United States of America. But on top of that, I think we must be very mindful that I think the use of additives, whatever it is in the preservation, it will change the nature of the products. Unless, if for fresh produce, like milk, if it's to remain as milk, then you shouldn't have additives in the products for the purity of the products. I think this is a very fundamental. And if you're going to have additives in milk, then there are actually many, many other food additives can be used. And what are you going to call the products as? If it's used, then it becomes a milk product and not milk. So I think for local use, there is no problem as far as we are concerned. It's up to the national authorities to make the decision. But for international trade, I think this fundamental principle should not be violated, that a product or prior produce, such as milk, it should remain as pure and not to have additives and preservatives added into it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Singapore, for the observation. Mexico, you have the floor.
Gracias, señora.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. We support the position expressed by Cuba. We do believe this is essentially a scientific matter. There is no scientific evidence here, no conclusive scientific evidence indicating that there are risks for health when lactoperoxidase systems are used. This really is a scientific question. It's not just a question of the country's will. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. Any other countries wish to take the floor? Cuba, you want to take the floor the second time?
Solo una aclaración.
Just a point of clarification. When we were talking about the nature and the quality of milk, we're not talking of additives here. We're talking about a system which is activated. It activates something that's already in the milk. It's no additive. Something that has been proven is that the quality of the milk does not change. But it's a system which is really very good, especially for those people that have no access to such things. Thank you.
Thank you, Cuba, for the clarification. Any other members wishing to take the floor? Central Africa Republic, you have the floor.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Well, having listened to all of these contributions, well, we are drawn to conclude that there are laboratories in place, but this is a very real problem we're dealing with here. Are there no studies that indicate whether this product can be harmful or not? Have we not got conclusive laboratory research indicating whether it is harmful or not? We do have some very well-heeled countries represented here that have plenty of laboratories that might be able to decide whether this product is harmful or not. Obviously, you might not know this if you have no infrastructure that might test this out. But Codex might be able to help here. And there are, after all, those who have adequate structures that might be able to let us have a conclusive result on this. And we could then settle the matter whether this is harmful or not. It would be simpler if we were to solve it that way. We have some top scientists that might be able to settle these issues. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Central Africa, for raising those points. I wish to take the comments at this point in time, and then I'll get FAO to provide further information regarding the outcome of the expert consultation. But this time, I'd like to invite member countries if they have any further comments. Okay, seeing no flag, I'd like to give the floor to the FAO to provide further insights into the outcome of the expert consultation. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, madam. On behalf of FAO, thank you for the opportunity to make a few brief comments, and I hope to respond to one of these specific questions which was raised on the possible health effects of the use of lactoperoxidase from the Central African Republic. In fact, when the meeting was organized, where we brought together 8 experts from all over the world to be representative of the situation globally, they considered 4 areas, one of which was human health and nutrition. Very briefly, I would like to inform you of some of the key findings from the health and nutrition section of the report. The technical meeting concluded that the advantages of lactoperoxidase mainly result from significantly reduced spoilage losses of milk and thus improved availability of milk as a good nutrient source in the diet and benefiting both milk producers and consumers. when looking at the specific health effects based on the available scientific information, the meeting concluded that none of the components of the lactoperoxidase system presents a significant toxicological hazard to public health at the levels proposed. And those levels are clearly defined also in the Codex Alimentarius Commission guideline, which is 1391. Based on the assessment which was done, there were three key recommendations. Number one, that the lactoperoxidase system can be considered safe when used according to the Codex guidelines for use in situations when technical, economical, and or practical reasons do not allow the use of cooling facilities, and that it be applied as part of an integrated program to improve milk production and quality. Number two, milk consumption be promoted because of its value in human nutrition for healthy growth and development. And number three, that measures to rectify iodine deficiency be implemented in recognized IDD, so iodine deficient areas, accompanied by appropriate monitoring of its prevalence. And it was noted that milk could also be a valuable source of iodine, providing there is adequate iodine in the diet of milk-producing animals. Thank you, madam.
Thank you, FAO, for that information. I'd like to give the floor now to the secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There was a round of interventions in different directions, and I think the Secretariat is now obliged to provide a bit of historical background on this issue. Within the Codex Alimentarius, the collection of adopted international standards and guidelines, we have CAC/GL13, a text adopted in 1991, whose title reads Guidelines for the Preservation of Raw Milk by Use of the Lactoperoxidase System. And the usefulness of this document, including its message that this method should be utilized when refrigeration of the raw milk is not feasible, seems to be still supported by all members, at least those members who spoke. Now, when these guidelines were adopted in 1991, 16 years ago, the Commission took a position, and its position was recorded in the proceedings of the session. I refer to the Commission report, Adinom 91/40, and its paragraph 234, which I now read slowly. The Commission also agreed to emphasize that the lactoperoxidase system should not be used for products intended for international trade and should never be used as a substitute for refrigeration. So this position taken by the Commission 16 years ago conveyed a message that the lactoperoxidase system should not be used for products for international trade. Madam Chair, let me repeat that this is a section contained in the proceedings of the Commission, but not a text that forms the part of the Codex Alimentarius. So without prejudice to the interpretations that could be made by the legal expert as to the value of this, such a position recorded in the Codex Alimentarius Commission, one proposal could be, if the Commission agrees to the fact that that strict position taken by 16 years ago by the Commission does not correspond to the findings from expert groups, the Commission can indeed cancel the position taken 16 years ago and recorded in the proceeding of this Commission's session. Madam Chair, I'd like to emphasize again that we are not talking about the Codex Alimentarius, but a paragraph that was included in the report of the Commission 16 years ago. So I think that the Commission needs to have some concrete proposals on how to proceed and what to do before pursuing the debate any further. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that information. Now I'd like to pose to the Commission whether the Commission would like to hold the position taken by the 19th session on the use of the lacto-peroxidase system in food that enters into international trade. I'd like to open to the floor. There are many views on this proposal. Thank you. Benin, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Well, after having listened to the clarifications provided by the Secretary of Codex, it is now clear for the past 10 years or so, this is a product that has been used in African countries and notably in my own. Now, we've just heard this clarification from the Secretariat, and I think it's a pressing matter that we refer this to the Codex Committee for Milk and Milk Products. We need to determine whether lactoperoxidase system is harmful for human health or not, and it is an urgent question. There are some countries that are not able to have refrigeration. They are continuing to use the system. There may be repercussions on human health, and all of this, of course, raises question marks as to whether we're doing the right thing. Thank you very much.
My understanding from the Secretariat is that Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products has no competence in that area, and this issue has been discussed at length in the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, and it is now referred to the Commission for guidance in this matter. Thank you. I wish to open to the floor whether you have any comments on the proposal that I put forward, whether the Commission wants to hold the position taken up by the 19th session, as mentioned by the Secretariat. Nicolas, you want to come in?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I heard a specific question, I think, from the delegate from Benin, whether there are data, and there was another question here also, whether there has been investigations. And I think we have to state that in relation to effects, harmful effects of using this system, there are no data available to us at the moment that would suggest that it is harmful. And this is what is in the expert committee or expert meeting outcome. Of course, that doesn't, like we say in any other case, if we get new data, we should look at the new data immediately. And we can do that immediately if we get new data. When we got new data on acrylamide, we had an expert consultation 2 months later, and we had advice immediately. If we get new data in relation to this, we can also act immediately from WHO and FAO. But the status of the present data is what is presented in the outcome of the expert meeting and presented to Codex here. So to reiterate, the outcome there was that there was no harmful effects. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO, for that information. Egypt, you want the floor?
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. The lactoperoxidase system is existent in the raw milk, basically. However, with regard to the different views concerning this matter, it is more appropriate to refer this issue to the CCFH and not to the Milk Product Committee. It should be submitted as health-related matter. As was stated by the WHO representative, we have known that there are expert groups undertaken within the WHO to study these matters, and we shall be waiting the results of these expert meetings. Thank you, Madam.
Can I call for countries who wish to take the floor for the first time? I see countries wanting to take the floor the second time. Argentina, you have the floor. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. Well, in fact, for Argentina, the situation is very complex because we understand the concerns expressed by Cuba on this issue, and we also have noted what was said by the representatives of the WHO. The question that was basically raised by our specialists with regard to the use of lactoperoxidase, well, for us it's not really clear whether the objections pertain to the issue of food safety or what could be included under fair trade practices. On the basis of that, and understanding all the questions raised by Cuba, maybe we could allow ourselves to come back to review this in the Hygiene Committee on a broader basis, with a broader view of things, taking into account the objectives of the Codex, so that each country can express their doubts with regard to this issue, their concerns, so that we could adopt a definitive solution with Cuba in attendance. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to take the countries, Mexico, Benin, any other countries wishing to speak? Zambia. Central African Republic.
For the second time?
Yes, second time.
Benin, USA, Singapore.
Okay. United States, Singapore. Okay, we will close the discussion after this. Sorry for the short recess. I wish to give the floor to Mexico now.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mexico would be like to very emphatic with regard to establishing the differences here in this assembly. What we're discussing here is basically a reference system where experts from the WHO, in this case, have been very emphatic. They have said that the lactoperoxidase system is a safe system that has no harmful effects on health. That is what is stated by the scientific evidence. So, what was established beforehand cannot be sustained at this point in time, given that there is scientific evidence specifically pertaining to the safety. Now, if you wish, by way of comparison, we can vote against Galileo. We can think that the Earth doesn't move around the Sun. Currently, what we are raising for discussion is scientific evidence. And I don't think that this assembly is even able to vote on this. We just have to take this as given. This product is safe, and therefore accept the introduction of these new rules. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mexico, for your observation. I'd like to give the floor to Zambia, please. You have
is
the floor.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, this issue was referred to the Commission for guidance how to proceed. Unfortunately enough, we have heard from the experts, of which FAO and WHO, our international authority, where we do follow on issue of whether something on human health nutrition is good. And still more, this issue was still also already dealt with by experts. And really, if we have to be scientific, I don't think there is any other scientific reason that we need to look for now. Zambia would wish to recommend that the views by FAO and the views by the scientific body are adopted and this product is safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Zambia. We have Central African Republic.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je pense que...
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that my initial question raised others. And for me now, on the basis of the explanations that we've heard from our key experts, from the WHO, from the FAO, I think, as we did beforehand for standards at regional level, we can also say that we can try and keep lactoperoxidase for milk for those countries that so wish. But generalizing this is not possible because the person from the WHO did say there are no scientific elements to allow us to really rule on this issue. I think that, well, that's how I interpreted his words. Other people may have understood them differently. There seems to be some hesitation here, but if we can say that the standards would allow Cuba or others to use lactoperoxidase, then We can accept that. The fact remains that a study needs to be conducted. I mean, if a problem is raised with sampling and to really see what the situation is so that we can see very soon what the answer to the question raised is. In scientific terms, there needs to be scientific elements resulting from this so that once and for all, and also for from an ethical point of view for the Codex Sedimentarius, because we really believe in it, that is what we're interested in, particularly those of us coming from countries without saying very poor countries, but where milk is consumed. I mean, we have to live with illnesses that may relate to this subsequently. So we need scientific results very soon. We really believe in the WHO, the FAO, the Codex Sedimentarius, and we trust that they will ensure that we get this scientific evidence. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Zambia. My understanding from the intervention by WHO is that there was an expert consultation and that the system was safe when used according to the guidelines, unless there are any new evidence to show otherwise. I'd like to give the floor to WHO if you can confirm these facts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That was exactly the facts. So I'm sorry if somebody's confused, but that was exactly the facts. But you, of course, expressed them a lot more eloquently than I did. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Next, I wish to give the floor to Benin, please.
I do apologize for taking the floor again. As far as I'm concerned, lactobrooxidase is a chemical substance. And I would like to specify, well, maybe I didn't express this clearly before, we should put this to the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Food, because until we've had a favorable conclusion of studies, it's more of a voluntary contaminant, until such time as studies conclude otherwise, so that this is clear, so that it's authorized in international trade. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your observation, Benin. We'll come back to you. I'd like to take United States of America next. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The issue of science has been raised. We do not believe that the Commission is necessarily a body of scientists. However, this Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, a body of experts, could not reach consensus on this issue considering all of the science. Secondly, Madam Chair, the technical meeting looked primarily at toxicological effects. The United States is concerned about potential microbiological effects, particularly the reduced rates of acid production resulting in the outgrowth of pathogens, particularly acid-resistant strains of pathogens. So that's the scientific basis behind our concern. This is not an issue of prohibiting the use of lactobrooxidase systems in countries. It is only should that milk move in international commerce, and we continue to believe that it should not. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, United States of America, for providing that information further, that further illustrates your position on this point. I'd now like to give the floor to Singapore.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think America has eloquently explained the scientific basis of concern. And I think on top of that, we recognize that lactose peroxidase is present in milk itself, but to activate the lactose peroxidase, you have to add something. And that addition of thiocyanate and other compound, actually you are in some ways adulterating the milk with foreign substances. And the milk is no longer pure milk. So I think we have to bear that in mind as well. So
we will not consider lactose peroxidase itself an additive, but the substance added to activate the lactose peroxidase in the milk is an additive. Whether it's an approved additive, I think is yet to be known. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Singapore, for the observation. I'd like to give the floor now to FAO.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good afternoon, everybody. I apologize for my bad voice, but I've got a cold. I'm the FAO JECFA secretary, and I would like to inform you about the outcome of the risk assessment of the chemicals which are introduced into the milk to activate lactoperoxidase. These chemicals are the thiocyanate and hydrogen peroxide. And these additives, if you wish to call them that, have been evaluated by the Joint Expert Committee on Food Additives at FAO and WHO at two occasions, at the 29th meeting and at the 35th meeting. And I must also say that the thiocyanate is present in milk normally, although not maybe in the concentration which is needed to activate lactoperoxidase. Nevertheless, the assessment that was made by the committee, which is available in the report and was also referred to in and assessed by the expert meeting that was held in 2005, concludes that the only effect of the thiocyanate is that it could have a toxicological problem if the iodine intake was not adequate. But when the substances are used in accordance with the guideline, which we are talking about here today, they did not present any hazard to human health. So, in addition, the substances which were the object of the evaluation have JECFA specifications and Codex specifications. So these substances are approved additives as such. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO, for providing this information. I'd like now to invite the chair of the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene if to get her views if this item could be referred back to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene to relook at this matter. The floor, madam.
I have to have something in addition.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Person, I think, as this body may or may not know, the Commission has referred this issue to food hygiene on more than one occasion with very similar consequences. If it is the will of this body to return this issue yet again to the Committee on Food Hygiene, we certainly serve at the Commission's direction. I suggest, however, that to ask the committee to do yet another review with only the information currently in hand would be less than useful. Therefore, if it is the will of this commission to return this matter to food hygiene again, then I request the secretariat issue a circular letter calling for those countries that maintain that there are additional data, either those data that were represented at the intra-session working group as not having been considered by the expert consultation described by our FAO and WHO colleagues or other data in their possession. All of those data, which I sincerely hope those countries will produce, in addition to the evidence information provided in the expert consultation, would be evaluated by the Committee on Food Hygiene. This, of course, adds to what we all recognize to be a sizable workload on the part of the committee. But, of course, if it is the will of this commission, the committee must answer that with in the affirmative. We would take it up, but I would strongly request that there be a formal call for more for information through a circular letter. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Karen Hullebeck. I'd like to propose to the Commission whether the Commission can agree that this matter be relooked or referred back to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, and there'll be a call letter for countries to submit additional data so that the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene could review the data. Secretary, you want to follow?
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I may, I would slightly modify the proposal, and it's up to you to say if it is okay or not. If you simply call for data, there might be a room for confusion as to whether CCFH, Food Hygiene Committee, conducting risk assessment on the basis of data, or do something else as a risk management body. So if you could say, call for comments, that might point to the availability of any new data associated with the potential risk in relation to the use of lactoparathy system. And it would be then up to the CCFH to commission a new risk assessment. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for pointing it out. We'll take the proposal with the Secretariat that the call will be the call for information, and that will include data as well as other information you may have to be submitted to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. I'd like to ask the distinguished delegates if you have any objection to this proposal. WHO, you wish the floor?
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Just to avoid misunderstandings in the Commission, I'd like to reiterate that there was sent out a call for data before the expert meeting, and a lot of literature was received, and all this was considered during that expert meeting. As I said, we are always very interested in keeping totally updated with new data, and we are certainly for getting more data on this, but it's just so that there's no misunderstanding. There was a call for data. This is a recent meeting. This went out to everybody. I would also like to reiterate that in the report, take it up, that we did ask for the data, we did get the data, they did analyze the data, and they did talk about microorganisms in the report. Thank you.
Okay. Can you ask?
The time is almost up. I would appeal to the interpreters if we can have just 5 minutes to attend to this country. We have Cuba, Cameroon, Colombia. Burundi, and Costa Rica. So the list is closed. Can I appeal to the delegations to be very brief in their intervention? in view of time, can I ask Cuba whether you just want to put reservation on this matter? Or you have other concerns?
Sí, Cuba tiene algo que decir muy brevemente.
Yes, we have something to say very briefly because you asked if there's any objection to the proposal. And I would agree with what was said by WHO and JECFA. We consider that in order to return to the committee, this would have to be a very concrete mandate. And maybe our proposal will be is that if there are doubts with regard to how to handle this system and not to exceed limits that may cause a problem, that the committee be asked to be able to work on this, on practices relating to this procedure. In a position to only proceed in this manner. So decide what problem goes back to the committee, give it the authority and the appropriate value. I mean, there's been all sorts of things done by the WHO and the FAO in order to prove that this system is safe. Thank you very much.
My understanding, Cuba, you have reservation on this decision that we're going to take, or proposal. I'd like to ask the other four countries whether you two would have reservation in the decision we're about to take, to refer to this matter to the Corex Committee on Food Hygiene. Reservation, Colombia? Yes, thank you. What about Costa Rica? Reservation, thank you.
Well, we have an objection. Like Cuba, we are calling to question the results of experts, and there is no evidence to generate new work, and that's what we're saying. We're saying we're not trusting the results and we're going to launch new work. So what about reliability and the scientific basis? So it's more than a reservation we have.
Well, not your reservation in the report. Costa Rica, what about Burundi?
My concern is that I don't see any opportunity to return this to the Food Hygiene Committee, given that the scientific information supplied by the WHO is sufficient in order for us to take a decision. And I think if we refer this back to the committee, we will just be going around in circles without new elements. So I think that the proposal from the Secretariat would not help us to move forward on this question. Maybe going back to the last proposal from Cuba with regard to establishing a code of usage. We could support that proposal in order to resolve this question.
Okay. I'd like to propose that we adopt this proposal that was put forward, and we'll note the reservation of Cuba, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cameroon also. Do you want to know? Sorry, you have the floor.
Well, the recommendation on the co-chairing is working, and we appreciate your chairmanship. But we would like to go along with your proposal, but with clear terms of reference for CCFH to revert back this matter to that, because it's difficult. What are they going to discuss? Thank you.
Thank you, Cameroon, for the intervention. I just want to confirm at this point, Burundi, you want to put reservation?
I think I already took the floor on this question. I have reservation if the question is referred back with the terms of reference proposed by the Secretariat. I would like to support Cuba's proposal that was made beforehand. Thank you. With regard to a code of usage. Thank you.
Okay. We'll note your reservation. Colombia, do you have reservation? We'll note that in the report. Thank you very much. Finally, I'd like to give the floor to... So the commission actually decides that this matter regarding leptospirosis be referred to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene to be further discussed, and with the circular letter to be issued to ask countries for additional information. And with that, I'd like to give the floor to the chair of the Food Hygiene Committee, whether she has any words regarding the terms as to the terms of reference that was raised. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Understanding now that there will be a referral to Food Hygiene, I would like to suggest for the Commission's consideration an aspect to include in the terms of reference that might help clarify the work for the committee. There is concern, we've heard, about potential misuse of the lactoperoxidase system. Might I suggest that the committee be directed to consider concerns, toxicological, microbiological, etc., assuming correct use of the guidelines. It has been said many times during discussion in this body that enforcement of guidelines or standards is beyond the realm of authority of Codex. Concerns about how standards are enforced is not within our purview. So if the focus of the committee's evaluation could be to look at the issues assuming that the guidelines are followed. That might be one way to focus the terms of reference for this referral. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I would like to ask the Commission if this is acceptable, and of course we will note the reservations from the member countries that have indicated earlier. I see there is a consensus. Thank you so much. And thank you so much to the interpreters for your kind understanding on the additional time taken. I'd like to remind distinguished delegates that tomorrow we will start at 9:30. We will still continue on agenda item 13. And I hope you enjoy your evening. Thank you so much.